Dentistry students at University of Utah are about to start seeing some new patients. The U has received a $1.5 million grant to treat people with substance abuse disorders. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
Whether it's tooth decay caused by methamphetamine abuse or mouth infections related to other drug problems, people with substance abuse issues have high rates of oral health problems. That's according to Glenn Hansen, head of the Utah Addiction Center and interim dean of the U School of Dentistry. To make matters worse, Hansen says many of them don't have access to care.
Usually if they have a problem, it's extreme. A tooth needs to be extracted or an abscess has to be addressed. And they go to the emergency room in order to get this care, which is not a very good place to get oral health care.
The School of Dentistry has a 3-year grant from the U.S. Health Resources and Services Administration to provide essential dental services to drug abusers. To get the dental care, the patients have to also be participating in substance use treatment. Dentistry students under the supervision of faculty members are expected to serve about 200 patients in total. Hansen says he hopes the project will provide unique training opportunities for the students and a model for treating this underserved population. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.